I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. The Asheville Citizens Police Advisory Committee meets Wednesday night, a week after video surfaced showing a then-city police officer beating an unarmed black man last August. That footage and how police handled their investigation into the officer is expected to dominate the discussion at the meeting. The video, which only became public because it was given to the Asheville Citizen Times, which then published it, shows then-city police officer Chris Hickman beating and shocking Johnny Rush with a stun gun. Hickman and an officer in training had stopped Rush on Short Cox Avenue for suspected jaywalking. Personnel records that Asheville City Council voted to make public this week show Hickman turned in his badge and gun the day after the incident, but did not resign from the force until January at a meeting where Police Chief Tammy Hooper was preparing to fire him. Further review of video from Hickman's body camera revealed four other instances of him showing discourteous or rude behavior to members of the public, which launched an inquiry from the police's Professional Standards Unit. Other delays in investigating Hickman, including that his supervisor did not forward notes of interviews taken right after the beating incident, which included Hickman admitting he hit Rush in the head with a taser, led to the State Bureau of Investigation declining to look into the matter. The SBI is the agency that usually handles investigations of officer misconduct. The city has set up a hotline for residents to share their thoughts on the video if they're unable to make Wednesday night's meeting at the Grant Southside Center. The meeting starts at 6:30 in the evening. I'm Matt Bush.